All right, let's get to our first guest.
Anna Krolikowska joins us now. She's the president of the Illinois State Bar Association. Anna, not for too much longer, right? Your one-year term is coming to an end.
Absolutely, but I will be involved with the ISBA. It's a lifelong commitment, and it's a wonderful group of attorneys who are very committed to practice of law and the people of Illinois.
As you look back on your year, when does the term end, by the way?
June, beginning of June.
Okay, so you still got a couple more months. What do you look back and what are you proud of what you've been able, I imagine with a great team too, been able to do kind of in your 10 months to a year of running the show?
So we have a phenomenal team, and I could not be happier with the work we've been able to accomplish as a team. We worked on helping attorneys run their businesses as businesses, because in law school, they don't teach you business courses. So we had a program where we started a program called a Business Institute. So that was one of our initiatives. The other one is focused on life and work wellness, which has become so important to all of us in the last few years. And we have offered programming and continue to offer programming, including, you know, how to parent in the pandemic, what silver linings or lessons we're taking out of this experience, how to build up your resilience, and wellness and nutrition. We are also working on our diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives and have conducted a comprehensive review of our organization, and work on that important initiative will continue. So we've done a lot of good work, and I know that my successors will continue the good work.
From June of 2021 to 2022, boy, what a strange year. I mean, when you started, everything looked bright. I think the, you know, vaccines were going out and the masks were coming down, and then bam, they went back up. And I imagine that the, you know, we've talked about it a bunch. The court system has been really, you know, changed to virtual and then back in person, then back to virtual. It's been quite a journey. What you'll remember this year, I imagine fondly as president, but I know a lot of lawyers have looked on this as a trying time.
Certainly, but lawyers as a profession don't like change. And there have been a lot of silver linings here. And one of those has been the use of technology. We have become more proficient. We have invested in technology. And by we, I mean the court system, the legal system. And the hope and the idea is that we can continue with hybrid approaches so that we are not necessarily stepping away from all of the technology and advances that we have been able to use in the last 2 years.
I imagine a lot of people are thinking the same thing, like, oh boy, we learned how to do this. We never thought we could. Let's retain some of that.
Exactly.
And make our normal lives, once we knock on wood, as we are now, hopefully getting back to normal, we continue to appreciate. 720 WGN here on Let's Get Legal, powered by the Illinois State Bar Association. And we got the president of the ISBA on, continuing our conversation with Anna Krolikowska. Okay, so let's talk about the Lawyer Finder, because I think that is probably for our listeners, and we've talked about it before, but I just want to reiterate to people who are stuck in a tough situation or just really don't even know where to start, that you guys offer a Lawyer Finder. Tell us a little bit about that.
I would be happy to. So the Illinois State Bar Association's Illinois Lawyer Finder makes it easy to find a lawyer qualified to handle your particular legal issue. You can either call our referral service number, and that is 1-800-922-8757. Again, 1-800-922-8757, Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. And you can speak with one of our representatives who will connect you with an attorney in your area who will provide a 30-minute consultation for no more than $20. Or you can use our online lawyer finder, and that is www.illinoislawyerfinder.com. Again, www.illinoislawyerfinder.com.
And I just want to make sure, because you got a lot of numbers you got to put in your head, $25 for that 30-minute consultation, correct?
Correct. Yeah. And sticking with a number, did you know that 25% of American adults have a legal need in any given year?
So I've heard a statistic similar, but I thought that was at some point in their life. In any given year, one out of four folks need a lawyer?
Absolutely. And going back to the pandemic just very briefly, that need increased exponentially over the last 2 years.
Why was it?
If you look back to what was happening with mortgages and evictions, and there was a moratorium on those, a lot of those cases are now starting to, unfortunately, come back to the court system. So there is a need related to that. In family law cases, there were a lot of families who needed the help of a judge to figure out what to do and how to make the best decisions for their children. Not every particular case is suited or best resolved using collaborative process or mediation. So the court system has been very busy over the last 2.5 years. So we were working remotely, but we were working.
Yeah. We get texts all the time, not all the time, but here and there, just, you know, people having their, and I'm sure you've heard them all, bad lawyer jokes, right? But these are like,
I've heard them.
Yeah, I'm sure. And, you know, I'm sure y'all joke about them amongst yourselves, but like at the end of the day, you're all human. And the most lawyers I talk to or former judges or anyone, there really is a sense, and maybe some people will believe it more than others, that does bind lawyers together, that there is this sense of trying to do good for the people, to keep this system of government and this system of law that we love. You know, not every case can be pro bono, but a lot of lawyers do pro bono work. Like, there is a sense of we're here for a real important cause, isn't there?
Absolutely. There's definitely a commitment as a profession and as individuals. And going back to pro bono work, there has been such an increased need for that, again, over the last 2 years, because people were suffering financially and they needed help. They needed help from attorneys. And so many of our colleagues have stepped up. We are talking about Illinois attorneys donating $17 million worth of donations to legal services nonprofits that work with people needing help, as well as countless hours of actual time attorneys themselves give back to their communities and the people in need.
As I'm looking at the search by practice area for finding a lawyer, again, I think there's so many things that people don't even think of. And we've had lawyers on our show, many of them referred to us by you guys on the ISBA, you know, juvenile law. We've had great lawyers, Audrey Anderson and attorneys advisors, white collar crimes. I mean, I think those people come, you think of those, but like bullying, things at school, discrimination at school, elder law and advocacy for folks, and all that under an umbrella of estate planning and probate. I mean, there's just so many avenues that you say, and I guess that's exactly why, as you said, 1 out of 4 adults every year need to talk to a lawyer at some point.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to do the top 5 reasons, or 5 top reasons why people might need a lawyer that they didn't expect. Okay.
Sure, absolutely.
All right. Do you need me to get a drum roll? I don't know if I can get a special effect for that, but why don't we
we can do it.
Go ahead and give us number one.
So the first one is thinking you can do it yourself, that you can represent yourself. It is not easy. It is not counterintuitive. We as attorneys spend years going to school and then honing our craft. We're required to take 30 hours of additional legal training every 2 years. And many ISBA members take a lot more than those 30 hours that are required. So it might seem easy, but it's not. And there can be significant lifelong implications for what happens during your court appearance or in your legal case.
Do you think people think it's easy because they saw what was on a sitcom once?
Oh, that was another one of, you know, top 5. It is not like what you see on TV. I mean, think about Law and Order. And I used to love watching that show. But almost every case was resolved within an hour. Right. Not all cases are resolved.
And not only that, I'm sure, you know, I don't think people quite realize how many things there are sometimes if a case goes to trial, before the trial, the motions, all those other things. And I imagine that's another item on your list. And it's a complicated thing.
It is. And if you are representing yourself, then unfortunately, the judge has to treat you as if you know everything that a lawyer does. They can't give you special treatment. And that is sometimes difficult for people to understand, but they are bound by certain rules and procedures that they must follow. And one of those is they can't give special treatment to self-represented individuals.
Okay. So number one, don't represent or it's hard to represent yourself, I should say. Number two, it's not like it is seen on TV. Number three, the judge isn't your best friend and they can't help you out, especially in one of those scenarios. What else you got for us?
For many immigrants, thinking that the court system or the legal system is very similar to their country of origin. So, for example, we hear a lot that there are folks who maybe are working with notary publics thinking that they have the same standing or similar standing to that in their country of origin. But in fact, in the United States, that's not the case. You need attorneys to prepare you in court, to represent you, to prepare certain documents. And that can have significant long-term implications. For example, let's talk about an immigration case. If something is not done correctly, it might not be fixable in the future. And it might mean a difference between being able to stay in this country legally versus having to go back to your country of origin. And there might be no other recourse because something was not done correctly according to the rules that are in force and effect.
All right. Okay. So it's not necessarily the same as your home country. There's a lot going on there. Might need a lawyer to walk you through it. I think that's four. You got a fifth one for us?
I do. Not knowing how to access resources. So for example, let's talk about Cook County. If you are more comfortable speaking a foreign language, you can request a court translator to assist you in your process. Or if you do decide to represent yourself, there are certain forms that have been approved by the Illinois Supreme Court, which you as a self-represented person, we used to say pro se litigant using Latin, but now we're using self-represented, which you might be able to use. Also, there are entities like Chicago Volunteer Legal Services, Prairie State, Land of Lincoln, and this is not an exhaustive list, but these entities work with people needing help either on a pro bono, meaning without pay, or low bono, meaning lower rate approach. So that might be helpful to you as well. And again, don't forget our ISBA lawyers referral service, where you get to speak with an attorney for 30 minutes and you can figure out, or they can help you figure out, what is happening with your situation and help to advise you as to your next steps.
Yeah. All right. That is all five. But I think you have a bonus one too, don't you?
I do have a bonus one. Yay. And this is an important one. Consider preparing your will or talking to an estate planning attorney, because in Illinois, one, you can't just write it down yourself. There are some states where you can. In Illinois, you cannot. And also, if you don't prepare a will in advance, then there are certain things that cannot happen after you're gone. So for example, in your will, you can say that you're not requiring the person who will be wrapping up your final affairs to have to purchase bond or insurance to protect your estate as it goes through the probate process. But if you don't do that, then this person will be required to purchase this bond, right? Will be required to go through the probate process. So consider this your final gift to your family and your loved ones, if you can.
Yeah, and we've talked about that on the show. There's the puppy again. What's the dog's name, by the way, Anna? That. No, you're fine.
What's so the dog? We actually have two. The one you're hearing right now is named Sierra, and the little boy is named Simba.
Oh, those are cute names. Sierra wants you to get off this call. But guess what? She knows what's up, because we are out of time, Anna. Thank you so much for joining us. Hopefully we'll get to chat one more time before your quote-unquote reign as president of the Illinois State Bar Association wraps up. Okay, Anna?
It would be my pleasure, John. I'm always happy to come back and talk to you.
Thanks for all your fine work.
Thank you.
And remember, you can go to isba.org for all that the Illinois State Bar Association does. And their Find a Lawyer button is right there to get that referral as well. All right, plenty more coming up on Let's Get Legal, powered by the Illinois State Bar Association. Time for the news on WGN.